This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The United Auto Workers Union is striking Detroit's big three automakers over pay and benefits. Candace Bowles is on strike in Toledo, Ohio.
I didn't think this was going to happen. I'm really happy that everybody stood together and it was a unanimous kind of thing.
If this walkout lasts a long time, car dealers could run short of vehicles and prices could rise. So how long will they be out?
As long as it takes for us to get a fair contract. I want to look out for my brothers and sisters.
Letitia Hummer, a striking Stellantis worker in Toledo. GM CEO Mary Barra says they are offering historic wage increases. Automakers say they're worried, though, that labor costs will rise so much that they'll have to price their cars above those sold by foreign automakers with factories in the U.S. The governor of Maine is urging residents to take Hurricane Lee seriously. New England is about to tackle Hurricane Lee's wind and rain, some wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour. Now to the trouble President Biden's son Hunter is in.
The president's son has been indicted on federal firearms charges, accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a gun 5 years ago. Hunter Biden had reached a plea deal that would include sparing him prosecution on a gun possession charge as he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor tax charges. But the deal fell apart in July. While defense lawyers argued that part of the agreement remains valid, prosecutors say otherwise. Hunter Biden's also under investigation for his business dealings and could still face tax charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
To Libya now. More than 11,000 people are known dead there now in the flooding. Thousands of climate activists around the world are protesting today, calling for an end to the burning of fossil fuels. This is AP News. It looks like Ukraine's President Zelensky is coming to the U.S., and we're hearing he'll be in Washington to meet with President Biden.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected at the White House and on Capitol Hill next week as he visits the U.S. during the United Nations General Assembly. Zelensky's trip comes as Congress is debating President Joe Biden's request to provide as much as $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine as it fights the Russian invasion. An administration official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive visit said Zelensky will meet with Biden at the White House next Thursday. The trip to the Capitol was confirmed by two congressional aides granted anonymity to discuss the plans. The visit was first reported, though, by Punch Bowl News. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,